You're listening to The Plug with Neil Griffith.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of The Plug Podcast with me, Neil Griffiths. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. It's good to have your company. We've been on a roll in the last couple of weeks with a bunch of guests in the music world. We had Ryan from Yellow Card, Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars. Last week we had Phil Jamison from Grinspoon. I'm very excited to announce my guest this week, but before we do, as always, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast wherever you're listening to this episode from. And if you haven't already, check us out on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at theplug.podcast. So, as I was saying, we've got another big guest in music this week. This man is the frontman of US Heavyweights Taking Back Sunday. I am joined on this week's episode by Adam Lazara. Taking Back Sunday are back with their first studio album in 7 years. It's called 152 and it is due out everywhere on October 27. So you'll hear me talk about this with Adam during our chat. I think this is not only one of the best albums from a band from that alt-rock emo scene we all grew up and loved in the 2000s, but this could be Taking Back Sunday's best album, period. Adam and I spoke all about 152 and why it took 7 years to make, looking back on that scene in the 2000s, and why Adam never considered Taking Back Sunday as quote-unquote an emo band. Check out my chat with Adam Lazara right now on The Plug Podcast.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And then you just went on and you were gushing about how much, you know, you were like, dude, you're looking so great today. I'm like, stop it. I'm going to be blushing on your podcast, the whole thing.
I haven't written the intro yet, so now I'm fucked.
Well, then I should have said more.
If you don't know the sultry voice of that man you're hearing right now, that is the one they call Adam Lazara from the band they call Taking Back Sunday. Adam,
hi.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and for taking the time.
There's no reason you should remember this at all, but I think it would have been the last time you guys were in Australia. You and John recorded a podcast with me in Sydney. Remember, it was like a nice, a cool little studio by the water.
Oh yeah, yeah, yes, I do actually.
I think it was like 2017. Yeah,
yeah. I'm like trying to think. Did we know why I remember that trip? And This is ridiculous. So, but like my favorite, like I love Mexican food, and then we were there in Sydney actually. And we found this burrito place and we're like, I don't know, man, because it's real far from Mexico, you know, where you guys live. Yeah. But it was fantastic. And it was like one of the best burritos I'd ever had. And it was there. And any other time we've been to Australia, like it wasn't, you know, like it was like hard to find a good burrito. But last time, I just don't remember the name of the spot now. And that story is probably not interesting at all for our purposes here. It's just like a thing that happened. But we did. So that was 2017 then, last time we were there. I was having a conversation earlier today and we're like, when was the last time we were in Australia? And we couldn't, because time is moving so funny now that like it's.
There's a solid 2 to 3 year period where it's just nothing.
Right. Yeah. And then so it's hard to tell, you know, like what year was what and what happened when and all that.
Yeah. I think that would have been the last time you were here. But fast forward a light 6 years. We are now, as we record this, we're now 4 weeks away from the release of Taking Back Sunday's first album in 7 years. Now, I want to make sure that we're not doing like the Blink 182 of this. Is it 152 or 152?
You know, honestly, we had this conversation just 2 days ago because we were up in New York filming a video, another video, and we didn't come to a consensus. So I'm just going to go with my general rule for any art, and just it's whatever you want it to be because it's yours now.
See, that sounds.
Though I do say 152.
Yeah, I was going to say 152.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's might be somebody out there that says 152 and it just rolls right off their tongue. And if that works for them, I think that's what they should do.
Well, we are, again, as I record this, 4 weeks away. How are you feeling, man? I've had the privilege to listen to this a few times before release. I'm very excited for everyone to hear it. I can only imagine how you're feeling right now.
It's so pumped. You know, like there's for us, I feel that going into it, we realize like, okay, like nothing, like we're not going to let anything just kind of scoot past us, you know, like we're not going to, like basically the rule was like, if you have an idea and it's mediocre, don't even bring it in because we're here to work and get this done. And so I was like, really, like, I think that we were able to, one of the things I'm most proud of with our, like when I think back on our records is that that each one is a really great and like genuine snapshot of the people we were at that time. And I think that there's a, like even some of my favorite artists, you know, like there's kind of when they're fortunate enough to be in a position to like continue making these albums, at like a certain point, it's like they, you can tell that they just decided like, no, this is how we sound. We're good now. And then they just kind of keep like putting the same thing out. Doesn't mean it's not good. But in our case, we didn't want to do that. So we spent a lot of time just really trying to find, like looking for the direction where we wanted to be headed.
When I was listening to this album, and I'm not lying at all when I say this, when we talk about the old pop punk era and the nostalgia, if I was to show someone Taking Back Sunday today and they heard the classics like Make Damn Sure or Cute Without the E, and they'll go, great, what else have you got? And then show them this album, it is the perfect evolution of that. Like, you've captured that old sound and made it completely modern. I think it is, and I don't know if you take this as a compliment or insult, I think it is like the best version of that genre in 2023. If pop punk and emo and all that was created tomorrow, this would be the album to find that sound. I've listened to it like four or five times and I'm like, this is like, I think this is possibly your best album of them all.
Thank you for, man, just let me take a second. I'm just going to receive all that. Man, thank you for those.
I knew I was going to sound like a
fanboy,
but like genuinely, I was just listening to it on repeat and I'm like, this is incredible.
Man, thank you. Isn't it such a wild thing that in our culture, and then which spans like over just even from like almost a world away, that it's like anytime that like, or like we feel almost embarrassed when we compliment someone or like we tell them like, hey, you're doing a great job, I love your work, and then like the next thing, because I do it too, and then and that's just a really funny observation that I think, but thank you so much, man. We you know, it's like funny like with the nostalgia thing and all that, because like this kind of thing that has come up over the years is like just kind of being folks will look at us as like, oh, that emo band, or oh, that pop punk band, whatever, and like we've always considered ourselves just like this rock and roll band, you know. And I like feel that I like really feel that like the kind of way that we've always seen ourselves as a band and the band we are finally caught up to one another, you know. It just took us a while to get there, but the fun is in the journey, you know, all the chasing.
What you said earlier about, you know, the different albums being a snapshot of that time, again, listening to this album, it does feel like, you know, when you listen to different albums, they might sound completely different. A band might want to go do something completely different. And you guys have done that. You've gone more rock. You've done a lot of acoustic stuff. This just feels like you've got all the best parts of Taking Back Sunday and gone, okay, what would that sound like in 2023? That's what I think when I listen to this new album.
Wow. That's what we were hoping people would think, or some version of that. So that's like that feels really good to hear you say. We knew we couldn't like just kind of stay on the road we've been on, you know, like though it's been nice, there's just this kind of we as people are like constantly changing, and we've grown so much since the first record, you know, even since the last record, and then to be able to like to express that from like a real place, and then know that like, hey, like there's like that it's connecting is a huge thing, because even all the band stuff aside, it lets you know like kind of like, hey, you're not alone. Like there's other people that feel like this too. Go find your people, kind of thing.
Thank
you for all that kind of
No, of course. I mean, I am a Taking Back Sunday fan. It's not like I hate you guys and you've changed my mind with this album, but this album is just,
also good news.
I mean, this is obviously the most cliche and boring question of the whole podcast, so I apologize. But what was the reason for the 7-year gap? Was it simply COVID happened and it took fucking 3 years away from us all? Was it because you guys wanted to step back and go, the next thing we do has to be, you know, big and inspired? Was there any particular reason?
Well, no. The pandemic played a huge factor in it, because we all live in different places. So typically when we would get together, we just kind of find a central location, you know, and just a place where the four of us can get away and just write. But that definitely put a pause on things. You know, we were like still sending ideas back and forth and kind of like squirreling away different ideas. But there was because after Tidal Wave, we did a tour in 2019. That's actually the last time we were in Australia, was 2019. Because now that I think about it, because then 2019 marked 20 years since we had been a band.
Yeah.
And normally, like, I don't like spending too much time with the nostalgia and all that. I think it's real dangerous, but I figure if you do anything for 20 years, it deserves celebrating. And then, so we did that tour and all around the world. And kind of our plan was like, we finished that tour, and then in 2020, we're going to start writing. And then, so we went into the studio for like a week together, and we were just kind of throwing ideas at the wall to see what stuck. But looking back in hindsight, it's like we were really just meandering in the studio trying to figure out like, what are we looking for? Like what's the sound we're after? What are we chasing, you know? And then John's family and my family, we like went on this vacation together. We've never done anything like that before. It was beautiful. But at the end of that vacation, was when the lockdowns happened. So we're like, so right then it was just kind of put everything like the writing and all that on hold. And then, you know, like it wasn't until like late 2021, I think, that we were able to get back together, maybe a little bit before then. And then there was this like turning point. We did this song with Steve Aoki, he had a show in Charlotte. He's like the busiest guy I've ever met.
I did a podcast with him, and it was like there was like someone with a fucking stopwatch being like, it's time, wrap it up.
Yeah,
like he's, dude, on a schedule,
no joke. Yeah, so like he like flew in, and he had a show in Charlotte that night, Charlotte, North Carolina, that's where I live. And then so all the guys came down, and then we went to the studio here, and with him came the engineer or producer was this guy named Tushar Apte, and he's from Melbourne. And he after working with them on that day and the song that came out of it, that was kind of like the big turning point for us. We're like, oh, wait a minute, let's chase this, let's like see what happens if we kind of keep going down this road. And and man, the things we saw down that road, it was beautiful. Well, you heard the end result, you know. It's we're real proud of it.
I saw it in an interview you did recently. Now, having listened to the album, I understand what you meant by it, but just maybe for people listening, you said this album is kind of a reintroduction of Taking Back Sunday. What did you mean?
Yes.
When you said that?
Well, what I meant when I said that 152 is like reintroduction to the band, to our band, is that there's, I feel like a lot of people have a very definitive preconception of who we are and like what we do and what we're capable of. And all of us are very uncomfortable with that. And so we did our best to like, or just kind of all the things that I was talking about, like we did our best to like really just like peel everything away and like see like, okay, like who are we right now? You know, like what are, and so, and from that came the collection of songs that became 152. And then we figured like what better way to, when it came time to name the record, we're like, well, what better way than to name it 152? Because that's, because that number's been on every record that we've had since our first one. And it it's this like growing up, like I grew up in like a smaller town, so to go to like see shows and things, you had to like drive like an hour and a half, 2 hours away. And like halfway there was this exit off the highway. It was exit 152, and that's where we would meet, or like that was like the halfway point. And so it was always like a nod to our friends, you know, to be like, hey, no matter how far away we get, because we're gone all the time now, like that, like you're still a huge part of what we do. And then so with this record, we figured rather than like going after and like chasing people and trying to get into their world, like let's just, hey, let's invite people into ours. Let's call the record 152.
Has that been an interesting thing for you to navigate in the last few years, particularly with this crazy resurgence of pop punk and the emo scene? All these things have been happening really like in the last fucking 2 years. I know you've kind of like, you consider the emo tag a blessing and a curse. You know, there are people who might not like Taking Back Sunday because they are emo. And then there are some fans who may not like you because you're not emo anymore. But as you said, like you get older. Things
change. We were never emo though, is like the thing. Like not by like that's not what we were chasing. And then that's just what came out. Sorry. I completely interrupted you.
No. That's exactly what I was saying. Like how does that sit with you now with, you know, say a festival like when we were young, this year as well, is as big as last year. I know you played last year's event. Is that a weird thing for you to be a part of and be like this thing that was so big, say what, in the mid to early 2000s has now kind of just made this comeback? Again, I think Taking Back Sunday are in a fucking prime position because this album is kind of a F you to all of that because it's so much big and better and great. But, you know, there is this scene is back in a big way.
Yeah. No, like I think that's amazing. And then it's like real amazing too, like a festival like that, because I saw so many people that I just haven't that you would spend so much time with over the years, you know, and then but I just haven't seen them because they broke up, whatever. And then so that was real good. And I think that from like my perspective, from like my standpoint, I think that that from time to time, like that kind of nostalgia can be great. Like it can almost be like medicine sometimes. But just like with any medicine, you have too much, you know, trouble. Like you're gonna, I mean, you know, get sick. So it's like I just like it's like a tough thing because it's awesome too to be able to, go in front of people and have that connection and see that it's like people that maybe just haven't been there in forever, or like you lose track of them, whatever. But it's just everything in moderation, you know. I think that part's tough. Like I feel like throughout your life you're going to be a whole lot of different people, and hopefully each next version is better, like improved, you know. And I say that because I know it to be true for myself. So there's one aspect of like, it's like, oh, like there's some things I'd like to just forget, just leave there and just never revisit again. And there's a couple of those guys there. And then there's like, and I'm proud of the person that I've been becoming over the years, you know. So like, and like, I don't want to do anything to not value that and that trip and that journey. And it, so that's why I feel like the nostalgia is dangerous, because if you spend too much time there, it gets risky. Because then because it's comfortable there, because you know it, you know, you've already been there. I'm more interested in what is ahead personally, but I've always like, that's kind of my, that's what keeps me going, you know, because nobody wants to be the guy who was.
Yeah.
Because the reality of the situation is I'm the guy who is, and I want to keep being that.
Taking Back Sunday were never like a controversial band, if you know what I mean. Like, it's not like if you're like an Ozzy Osbourne looking back 40, 30 years ago going, oh, Jesus Christ, what did I do? I don't think.
Could you imagine if they had social media back then? Ooh.
Fuck that. No, thank you. I remember I had Tom DeLonge on the show, and he's like, the shit we used to say on stage, like if that happened today, we'd be canceled. There'd be no doubt. We wouldn't be abandoned.
Yeah, man. I remember the first, the first run that we did with them. And then they had like the big video wall behind them. And then, just the word like fuck and piss, just beep, beep, huge letters. I'm like, this, what is this?
I think that's the exciting thing about that scene, and to what you said about not staying nostalgic. When you have bands like your Blinks, well, Tom's back with Blink, and Yellow Card are back, and Fall Out Boy and Paramore, I think it's important if you're going to get back together and make new music, you don't make an album that we heard in 2001. Otherwise, what was the point of this?
Dude, it's pretty wild, man, because it's like easy, really, really easy to fall into just doing the thing that worked last time again. Like there's, because it's like with anything else, you know, like there's like it's just like that's the easy road. And then like I'm grateful that I'm like lucky enough to be in a band with a group of guys that feel the same way I do about that.
Was there ever pressure back in the day when you had these songs blow up that it's like, okay, great, now let's make four albums of this song? Was there ever any pressure like that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. There was like, nobody ever said it like outright, but that's kind of like the bush they were beating around. But then too, there's also this crazy pressure that I feel that you can't help but put on yourself, you know, like, cause you're like, well, shit, can I do that again? I hope so. Here we go. but the thing is too, like, as you're doing that, there's like the, this doesn't happen as much anymore, but I remember a time that like, as you know, I'd be like sitting down to write, and then I would immediately, the first place I would go is I would just kind of fall into like something extremely similar to whatever we just put out, you know. Right. And then so like I feel that there's like a little mental gymnastics I always have to do to like to make sure that whoever is up here saying that is shown the door, because you can't make anything that like that's real that way. I don't think.
Do you think with this new direction that this album's taking you guys, number one, do you think it'll be another 7 years before we get another album? But do you think this...
It better not be.
Do you think this is where the band are going to be going for the foreseeable future? Or is there every chance that the next album you guys might try some light K-pop or something?
Oh, man, some straight K-pop. I'm going to have to think about that. I was like really, really unfamiliar with K-pop, but I love Post Malone. I can't get enough. And then so like going down this Post Malone wormhole that I've been down for like a while now has like led me to a good deal of K-pop. And then if you really start like going down that rabbit hole, man, there's a bunch of really good stuff.
Well, dude, Machine Gun Kelly and Travis tapped into that, right? Not the K-pop part, the Post Malone part.
Or like, did they do a song together?
Kind of like the rap, emo, blending those worlds. Machine Gun Kelly and Travis did a lot of that. And I think a lot of that would have been inspired by Post Malone. Like you said, I can't stop listening to Post Malone lately.
Dude, yeah, man. Like, you'd be like, I don't see how anybody doesn't like that guy. But there was, I can't say. There's, I would imagine that, like, in our minds, if, like, as we're, or like moving forward, even with the other songs we have, like, it's this, it's this kind of thing of, like, kind of what we were just talking about, like, if it's too similar to something that we just did, we'll always either like revisit it a little bit more or just kind of move on, because sometimes you gotta get that stuff just out of your system. But yeah, I don't know, man, like, it's like hard to say what, because I won't know until I'm there, and I think all the guys could say that too.
Yeah,
and that's the fun of it. I'll like tell you what they're like making this record and like the way it was made and all of that, like, really flipped our world on its head, because it's, you know, like, we were just of the minds of like, when you go make a record, you like go to the studio and you're just at one place and you're at that studio and you're working with this gear and like all the things. And then, but with this, we kind of like made it in a few different places, and over the course of, I mean, you know, like a year or so. So I think that that even like moving forward, that hopefully the like the frequency of us putting out material will be, or hopefully we'll be able to put things out more consistently, because that's what we'd all love to do. And then I think kind of now that we were shown like, oh, like it can be done like this too, then that is has been super helpful. You know, like on the like the last tour we did on Days Off, we would just go into the studio and then not leave until we had like at least the bones of a song. Yeah. And then go to the next show, you know. So hopefully we'll keep doing things like that, because that's what really makes it exciting too. Because then, and then, and I admit that it's a bit like overzealous, like it's kind of like having your cake and eat it and eating it too, because you get like that, like on my end at least, like I get that that kind of release or that cathartic thing that happens like from the shows, you know, like that fellowship, that communal like exchange. And you get to go in the studio, which is this whole other experience, but you're using the same kind of tool set, same like muscles, and it, but it's like another part of your brain that's being activated at that point. And that's the way I'd like to live. I think it's great.
I love there are so many musicians who are either column A or column B. They love performing live, but they fucking hate the studio, or sometimes vice versa. All they want to do is be in studio and never be on stage.
Man, I say both and. A little bit of both? Forget it. It doesn't get any better than that.
Is it fair to say for the next at least 12 months, you guys will just be touring this album? I know, again, you're going to be in Australia for Good Things in December. And then what, a massive US headline tour?
Yeah, there's we're actually working all that stuff out now, because we're trying to just get it to where, you know, like we can have everything in line, rather than just kind of going like one tour to the next, you know. And then so there, all of the adults are working on that currently, and it's getting closer every day. It's very excited, but that'll all start, yes, like probably like early next year.
I mean, I'm excited, because I've actually been in New York for the last 2 years, so I've only just got back to Sydney, so I'll be a Good thing.
Oh wow,
finally.
Yeah, sick, man. It's like cool too, because that'll be like before that we have like a few shows planned here, and then that'll kind of be like the first tour that we're doing to where we'll be playing more of the new material. Hopefully that's exciting for people, because it's going to be real exciting for us, I'll tell you that.
are you doing side shows while you're in Australia, or is it only Good Things?
There are some, I don't know how much I'm allowed to say or supposed to say.
If I get yelled at
So
by
I'm
editor,
gonna
I'll cut
answer. Okay.
it.
It's there. Yes. Yeah, 'cause they were I'm like not sure. I have to look at my calendar to know the exact ones, but yes, it's more than just the Good Things Festival.
Very exciting, man. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Enjoy what I imagine is
Yeah,
some
thank you.
nice downtime in your home. It's going to be a wild 12 months for you, at least, man.
Yeah, and I am here for it. I'm real excited, and I want to say thank you so much for just for your kind words and for taking the time. I hope you have a great night or
Thanks,
day.
man.
It's morning.
It's the morning
It's your
here. Yeah.
morning.
Yeah. You have a good night. I'm going to go listen to the album again.
Nice. Well, that to me sounds like a great way to spend the day.
Thanks, babe. We'll see you when you get to Australia.
Cool, man. Look forward to it.
To watch full episodes of The Plug Podcast, head over to the official YouTube page at theplug.podcast and hit the subscribe button to stay up to date with all of the video content. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at theplug.podcast for all episode announces, teasers, and giveaways.